KJAN Sports.
And at 21 minutes after 7, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. Well, the Phoenix Suns appear close to hiring former ISU basketball standout and player for the NBA, Jeff Hornacek, as their head coach. A person with knowledge of the situation told the Associated Press the Suns are in contract negotiations with Hornacek, although no deal has been finalized. That person spoke on condition of anonymity because no public announcement has been made. The comments came after AZ Central Sports reported Sunday that Hornacek had reached agreement on a 3-year contract. Hornacek, assistant coach for the Utah Jazz, played 6 seasons for the Suns and was part of the trade that sent Charles Barkley to the Suns from Philadelphia. Hornacek went on to have his best pro seasons as a sharpshooting guard alongside John Stockton in the Utah backcourt. As a point guard for the ISU Cyclones, Hornacek guided the team to a Sweet 16 in 1986's NCAA tournament. Hornacek left ISU with a Big 8 record of 665 career assists, still an Iowa State school record, and 1,313 career points. He was the 4th player in Cyclone basketball history to have his number retired when his number 14 jersey was hung from the rafters of Hilton Coliseum in 1991. Elsewhere in NBA news, the Miami Heat are back in control of the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James scored 22 points and the Heat shot 55% in a 114-96 win over the Pacers at Indiana, giving Miami a 2-1 series lead. Udonis Haslem shot 8-for-9 and finished with 17 points and 7 rebounds as the Heat bounced back from Friday's 97-93 loss to the Pacers. Dwayne Wade chipped in 18 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds for Miami, which took command by outscoring Indiana 36-26 to grab a 14-point halftime lead. The Heat broke a team playoff record by scoring 70 points in the opening half and tied a team playoff mark with just 1 first-half turnover. David West had 21 points and 10 rebounds for the Pacers, while Roy Hibbert added 20 points and a game-high 17 boards. Indiana also shot 8-for-14 from the 3-point range, but just 40% from the field overall. The series will stay in Indianapolis for game number 4 tomorrow. In baseball news, Matt Carpenter drove in the go-ahead run with an infield single, and Pete Kosma hit a 3-run double against Clayton Kershaw to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-3 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers Sunday in the rubber game of their series. The Cardinals improved to the Major League's best record of 32-17 and increased their NL Central lead over Cincinnati to 1.5 games. Kosma led off the 7th with a bloop double off the glove of shortstop D. Gordon as he dived for the ball in a short center field. One out later, Carpenter grounded a single off the glove of first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, allowed Kosma to score, and pinch hitter Matt Adams added an RBI single in the 9th. Seth Maness got credit for the victory in relief of starter Shelby Miller, despite retiring only 2 of the 6 batters he faced. The Detroit Tigers have gone from 2 games back to 1.5 games ahead in the American League Central since last Sunday. Matt Scherzer remains unbeaten after allowing a run and 3 hits over 6 innings of the Tigers' 6-1 win over Minnesota. Scherzer is the first Tiger to begin a season at 7-0 since Jeremy Bonderman went 8-0 to open the 2007 season. Elsewhere around the majors, Matt Carpenter, as we mentioned, singled in a tie-breaking run, and the Cardinals improved to a Major League best with their beating of the Dodgers. Brandon Belt hit a tie-breaking 2-run double in the 5th, and Buster Posey homered in San Francisco's 7-3 win over Colorado. Slumping first baseman Ike Davis was hitting just 148 before going 2-for-3 with a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 8th inning of the New York Mets' 4-2 comeback victory against Atlanta. Steven Strasburg had a 2.49 ERA after allowing a run and 5 hits while striking out 9 over 8 innings in Washington's 6-1 win against Philadelphia. Boston beat Cleveland 6-5 on Jacoby Ellsbury's 2-run double in the bottom of the 9th. The Red Sox won the 4-game series by scoring 4 times in their final at-bat. Toronto's win was identical to Boston's as Munenori Kawasaki hit a game-ending 2-run double in the 4th, run 9th to give the Blue Jays a 6-5 victory over the Orioles. Alex Cobb took a 3-hit shutout into the 9th inning, and CC Sabathia's winless streak reached 5 starts in the Tampa Bay's 8-3 win over the New York Yankees. Dion Viseo and the Alex Rios each threw out a runner at the plate, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Miami Marlins 5-3 yesterday. Bartolo Colon struck out a season-high 9 and 7 scoreless innings, and the Oakland Athletics completed a sweep of the Astros 6-2. The Chicago Cubs ended their season-high 6-game skid as Wellington Castillo doubled home the tie-breaking run in the 10th inning of a 5-4 comeback win at Cincinnati. The Cubs had trailed 4-1 in the 8th until Anthony Rizzo hit an RBI double and scored on Alfonso Soriano's 2-run homer. Wandy Rodriguez won his fourth consecutive start, and Pedro Alvarez stroked in a two-run double in Pittsburgh's 5-4 victory at Milwaukee. The Angels have had an 8-game winning streak after Josh Hamilton's solo shot sparked a 3-run seventh and a 5-2 win at Kansas City. Seattle's 8-game losing streak is over after the Mariners beat Texas 4-3. And Patrick Corbin is the first Arizona lefty to open a season 8-0, allowing 3 earned runs in 6-plus innings of a 6-5 triumph against San Diego. Elsewhere in sports, Kevin Harvick has won the Coca-Cola 600 for the second time in 3 years, pulling away from runner-up Casey Kane on a restart with 11 laps. Kane led 156 laps and appeared to have the strongest machine in NASCAR's longest race, but Harvick took the low line following the last of 11 cautions and slowly pulled away. Kurt Busch finished third, while pole sitter Denny Hamlin was fourth in his second full race since returning from a back injury. Speedway officials said 10 fans were injured when a nylon rope supporting a Fox Sports overhead television camera fell from the grandstands and landed on the track surface. A track spokeswoman says that 3 people were taken to a hospital. They just had minor injuries. The incident occurred on the 121st lap of the 400-lap cup race and caused a 27-minute delay. Kyle Busch, Marco Ambrose, and Mark Martin reported damage to their vehicles. That is a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.